Self-compassion. To be kind and understanding to oneself during difficult times or when things are going wrong. By taking responsibility for those things that go wrong and by accepting failures, we are less likely to become overwhelmed by bad feelings. We often have compassion for others. We give allowances to our friends and family. You go easy on them. You understand their pain. You feel love, understanding and care for them. You allow imperfections in others. To act the same way to yourself instead of ignoring your pain and upset and pushing forward, giving yourself a hard time when you fail or when you don't like decisions that you have made, you send yourself down a tunnel towards a more despair and pain. When confronted with failures and shortcomings, don't judge, don't criticise, stop, think, care, understand and learn from the experiences. As I have said before, you are human, you are imperfect. Life is about the ups and downs. Things don't always go your way. Be realistic with yourself and allow mistakes. The more you open up to the mistakes and failures, the easier it is to face them, work them out and start again. Accept the inevitability of setbacks and don't beat yourself up. Think of a time recently when things didn't go your way. How did you act? What did you say to yourself? How could have you thought differently? Why do we battle with ourselves? It seems strange that we give understanding to others, but our own experiences, we get angry with ourselves or upset. Stop giving yourself a hard time. If we don't give ourselves self-compassion, then this can lead to anxiety, anger, or depression. By soothing ourselves, we calm our defense system. When faced with problems and pain, we automatically become alert to threats, which in turn drives us to defend. Self-criticism begins a cycle of negative feelings, and this in turn causes us to become depressed or lethargic. Our defense system goes into overdrive. We need to relate to ourselves in a compassionate way. Trying to look at positives in a situation is difficult, as our default mode is to look at things negatively. We are often taught that self-compassion is selfish or self-indulgent, but this is not the case. Just as to others, treating ourselves with warmth and understanding calms us, and that in turn allows us to think clearly. So stop, think, use positive statements like I can do this. I can learn from this. It's okay to make a mistake. It will be easier next time. Think differently. Question your feelings and thoughts. Are you putting too much pressure on yourself? Are your expectations realistic? Are you exaggerating the situation? And how would you react if this was a friend or a relative? From therapiesaid.com, they came up with an acronym called ACCEPTS. A is for activities. Activities that require thought and concentrations, like reading a book or writing a journal, can help you take your mind off those distressing times. C, contributing. Do something that allows you to focus on other people, such as ask a friend about their day, volunteer, or make a gift for someone. C, comparisons. Put things into perspective. Think of a time when you prevailed, or when someone else who wasn't coping, and how they reacted. E is for emotions. Create a new emotion by watching a funny film, or go for a walk, or put some music on. P, push away or block from your mind the thoughts. Imagine a safe place. Ground yourself. Look around you and notice smells, noises, colours or shapes. T is for thoughts. Mentally alter your thoughts by doing something neutral. Imagine you have put the negative feelings in a box and locked them away. S is for sensations. Use physical sensations to distract you. Hold an ice cube in your hand tight, squeeze it while it melts. Lay on the ground and feel the safe, solid floor underneath you. Splash your face with cold water to refresh and startle you.
All these strategies can allow moments of calm and space so that you can gain control.
Can help you take your mind off those distressing times. C. Contributing. Do something that allows.
Lastly, I mentioned journaling. It provides a healthy outlet to express yourself privately. You can write, doodle, and draw. The benefits of journaling are many. They can keep your thoughts organized. You can set and achieve goals. You can record ideas or feelings, relieve stress, allow yourself reflection and perspective, inspire creativity and direction. Try it, it really helps.